Thought for today. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing in Campbell, California. Thought for today. The best way to escape from a problem is to solve it ourselves. The best way to escape from a problem is to solve it ourselves. Now you say, if I got a problem, how am I going to solve it? Well, that's the point. If you have a problem, you cannot solve it. But if you have a condition that can be solved, then you work for the solution. Now, if you have a problem that somebody is dead and you want to bring it back to life, well, you've got a big problem there. That will never happen. You will never bring them back to life. It's impossible, totally impossible. Even Jesus couldn't do it. What did Jesus say?
He only sleepeth.
So you see, you have to readdress the problem. When you're working on the computer and you are putting the same program on once or twice or three times and you want the same title on, the computer says, naughty, naughty, naughty. Only one title like that can be on the computer at a time. So then you say, love one, love two, love three. You just give it a little different. You know what it is, and it's your program, right?
Yeah, correct.
And so then you can put it on there, and you can have the extras on there with your modifications, which are not great modifications, but they're little, and you want to definitely be able to have them. So the best way to escape from a problem is to solve it ourselves. I enjoyed talking with Patricia Shivdad, one of our ministers in New York, who is a practitioner par excellence, and who is a person who works with people who are ill as they are finding their way to death's door or to life's door. And she prefers to help them to life's door. She was telling me about a woman this morning, and she wanted to put the lady on treatment. And the woman is a very crazy person. Her body is giving up, and her intestines aren't receiving blood enough to do different things, and so it just isn't working. And so she got to a point where Patricia had to zip her off to the hospital. So Patricia zipped her off to the hospital. And at the hospital, the doctor said, oh, we must do this and that. So with permission, they did this work on this 97-year-old gal. And they opened her up and checked everything over and said, sorry, there's nothing we can do. You might as well just cash in your chips and take on a new adventure. But the old lady was feisty. She says, no way. She says, I want to live. I want to live in a healthy body, a happy body, a whole body. She's 97 years old, you know, doing great. And so Patricia said, go for it, babe, you know. And she helped her think. Good thoughts, positive thoughts, wonderful thoughts. Well, now the family heard from the doctor that she's going to die in a couple of days, so they prepared for her death. Now, many days are passing, and she's not dying. What's going on here, Graham, you know? And she says, well, I want to live. Good for you, but you're supposed to die. You know, the doctor says you're supposed to die. You had just a couple of days to live. I don't care what the doctors say. I want to live. And she's a real feisty old gal, you know. And so she's just making this affirmation, and Patricia naturally is affirming with her that she is whole and perfect, she's whole and perfect, she's whole and perfect. And the lady is affirming herself, she's whole and perfect. So Patricia is watching as the lady is doing it for herself. She is changing the cause that she had put in motion to die and to have a body that wasn't functioning right to a cause of to live with a body that is functioning right. Now, Patricia didn't know that the old lady was having this problem. She just thought this was just another old lady who was getting ready to shuffle off her mortal coil. And so she worked with her just as a loving center, seeing her do whatever she wanted to do. But once Patricia got wind that this lady wanted to live, that she hadn't given up, that she really wanted to live, Patricia said, I'm a practitioner. I see you whole and perfect. Now it's done. And so then the lady, who also was a good practitioner for herself, saw it done. And all of a sudden, she's living comfortably, happily, harmoniously, alert, you know, feisty, as a beautiful being. And who knows what will happen, whether whatever is wrong in her stomach is like the electrical wiring of my car that time. It just sort of poofed, and it melded all together and operated. And who knows what is going to take place inside of her. We know perfect right action. But that's because she's escaping the problem by solving it herself. We all can escape the problem by solving it ourselves. Our friend Stefan Stressley has a person he's worked with in Europe, and this lady said, "Well, you tell me what I should say, and I will say it, and I have power in my word, and it'll be done." So he told her to say, "I'm whole and perfect." And so she said, "I'm whole and perfect." And she went home in one evening. She said, "I'm whole and perfect." And she just treated, and she was so dominant, definite, and sincere in what she was doing. She called him the next day and said, "All of the pain that I've been experiencing for years now in my hips, all of the crotchetiness where I couldn't walk and I couldn't do things I wanted to do, is gone." Right then and there, gone. And so she came back to Stefan and told him more, told him other things she wanted to work on, but the pain was gone and it never returned. And now this is going on months now that she's working with him, and it is perfectly gone. Now, Stefan's not healing anybody. He's teaching them the principles to heal themselves. And Stefan is a practitioner, seeing her whole and perfect, and she is whole and perfect. She is demonstrating that for herself. Now, the best way to escape from a problem is to solve it ourselves. We can go to anybody we want to have them help us solve it, but if we don't want to solve it ourselves, it's not done. Now, we have our dear friend Irene, who is all shriveled up like a mummy, dying of cancer, and she says, "I can change. I can put another cause in motion. I don't have to die." That's right. You don't have to. She put another cause in motion, and she lived. And her body returned to its beauty that it had been when she was playing tennis, and she could play tennis again. Now, what about you? Are you willing to do this for yourself on your own simple little insignificant problems? On your simple little problem of getting your weight down? Your simple little problem of having perfect eyesight? Your simple little problem of hearing? Your simple little problem of all these things? Are you willing to put the causes in motion for them? Are you willing to take the task that needs to be done by yourself? Now, to do that, the best way to escape the problem is to solve it ourselves. The best way to escape the problem of anything at all, whether it's a personal injury or a personal healing need or relationship healing or something like that, is to look at the solution. Now, what is the solution for a relationship that has gone bad? First, you look at yourself and you say, "I like me." You say, "I think I'm a wonderful person." You say, "I think I'm fantastic." Then you look at the other person and you start looking for fantastic things in them that you had found when you first started your relationship with them, whether it's a friendship, marriage, or whatever it may have been. And you'd be surprised. It's right there. It's just that you've overlooked it by looking at other things about them that was always there too, that you objected to. You don't like their smoking, their drinking, their bad language. You don't like their attitude. You don't like their not smiling. You don't like their not being home on time and various other things. So when you look back at the original purity and integrity of a person, of what was your relationship that brought you together in the first place, then you can have miracles taking place in your life. Now, the best way to escape a problem is to solve it ourselves. And now Ellen has taken the phone into the other room so that she will not be picked up on the microphone here. But I can hear Ellen perfectly clear, so that means the microphone is going to hear her perfectly clear talking in the other room. Now, that was a little bit of a problem for me as I heard her, so I said, "Ellen, you're done." And so she hung up. This morning, as I was walking the path, it was very lovely. Temperature was about 61, 62 degrees, but there was a wind, and the wind was chilly. And so I said, "Stop wind, you know, don't blow wind. Don't blow wind, stop wind, stop wind, don't blow wind." It didn't work. It just doesn't work at all. So then I said, All is peace. The stillness of the morning is fantastic. All is peace. Like that, the wind stopped.
Of course.
Now, why didn't I do it before? Because you sometimes forget. You sometimes forget, and of course I need illustrations every time I can get them, but you sometimes forget and you try to order the world around rather than recognizing the world as your creation and it's already done. You are drawing out of the infinite cosmos a stillness, or you're drawing out of the infinite cosmos a wind, or you're drawing out of the infinite cosmos a perfect relationship with a perfect person, or you're drawing out of the infinite cosmos a miserable relationship with a miserable person. And that includes two people, you and the other person, whoever it may be. So why do we do this? We know the rule. We know the best way to escape a problem is to solve it ourselves. We know that we can put a new cause in motion and have a new experience and have great things go on in our life if that's our choice. And we also know that we can have bad experiences go on in our life if we compound them and if we build upon them. I was getting on Inga's back the other day because she was reading some lovely little illustrations out of other teachings, and the illustrations are homey, are human, are charming, are disgusting. Because the illustration was teaching dualism, and we don't teach dualism. We teach being one-pointedness is right up there. And if we ever find something charming that's dualistic, we better rethink it. As I look through some of the books like Good Stuff and what have you that I take a lot of quotes from and rewrite the quotes oftentimes to make them just one word different, because there's a dualism in the word. I find that they're charming statements. Statements that at another time, in another life, we might readily have said, hey, that's beautiful. But now we know that we're in charge of ourselves, and we know that one word is infinitely powerful. Remember how we spoke about them? A careless word may kindle strife, a cruel word may wreck a life, a timely word may level stress, a loving word may heal and bless. And we change that. A careless word kindles strife, a cruel word wrecks a life, a timely word levels stress, a loving word heals and blesses. So put it in the first person present tense positive, put it in something beautiful, and forget the first parts about a careless word and a cruel word, because those are not in our vocabulary anymore. And they're not in our life. We only know the timely word and the loving word, because these are the things that we want to put our thought attention to. These are things that we want to demonstrate in our life. These are things that are important for us to have. So let's pay good attention to that. Pay very deep attention to that. The best way to escape from a problem is to solve it ourselves. The best way to escape from a problem of unhappiness is to become happy. Oh, that's easy, isn't it? Sure. Mm-hmm. Best way to escape poverty is to be rich. Well, man, yeah, sure, you know, you give me money and I'll be rich. No, you won't. If I give you money, you will not be rich. If I give anybody a gift, they will not be blessed. If I give anything to anybody, they will not. I will be blessed by giving it and by sharing it, but the person will not be blessed. They will be hindered on their path to abundance, because they are what?
Dependent.
Independently wealthy.
Oh.
And if they're independently wealthy, they don't depend on me or anything else for their gift. You, as you are independently wealthy, you don't depend on anything for your wealth. You are independently wealthy. You have it. Now, what does that mean? That means you have it in your consciousness. You live as though you are, and you are. You live in the consciousness, and thereby you create it demonstrating itself in your life. It's already there. Your abundance is already there. Billions and zillions and trillions of dollars, if you wish, are everywhere in this funding thing. They have billions of dollars available for people to do silly things as well as important things. And nobody takes advantage of it, very few, because it is a tedious thing. You have to know what you want to do and accomplish it. But that's the same thing about solving your problems. You have to know what the solution is. What solution do you want? Do you want more problem or do you want more solution? So you have to know what the solution is. Most of the time, the solution is us. We look at ourselves and we think we're not very good. And how do you change from that thinking you're not very good to thinking you're good? By changing your attitude about yourself. Not something in the outer, but your attitude about yourself. When you have your attitude about yourself in order, everything's done. Everything is done. And that's wonderful. Are you ready to have your attitude in order? Okay. If you are, then enjoy perfect wealth. Be independently wealthy. Enjoy perfect health. Be independently healthy. Live in your eternally perfect ideal of spirit, mind, and body. To have perfect relationships. Be a perfect relation, you know? Be the kind of person you'd like people to be for you. Be the kind of person you'd like to find in other people. And man, when you start being the kind of person you'd like to find in other people, you will see quite a change, because the person that you're finding in other people is just the kind of person that you are. They're your reflection. And so if you don't like that reflection, don't get mad at it. And just decide what reflection you do like and put that cause in motion. The best way to escape a problem is to solve it ourselves. And of course, to put the new reflection in motion means that we have to get a new image of ourselves in ourselves, a new role model, a new ideal. And then we have it. The best way to escape from a problem is to solve it ourselves. And that can only be done by ourselves, through ourselves, with ourselves, alone. So, I bless you, and I see you filled with great ideas for living a life of solutions and living independently wealthy in your eternally perfect ideal spirit, mind, body, in your harmonious world, and anything else that pleases you. And I see it for you done right now. I love you.